Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey! Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Baba Jahi, and I just want to say good morning to you, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, out of your day, to check in with us as we do our show here on Home Base Business 101. And as I shared with you the other day, you know, I'm focusing on, as I get through this month, this is a very big month, you know, for, excuse me, for a lot of people because, you know, we're dealing with income taxes and, you know, getting through all of those different things related to taxes, the economy, and all that's going on. And, you know, and so I'm covering through these segments over 100 different ways to save on your taxes by having a home-based business, you know, and I covered some points on the show last week, and, you know, hopefully, you know, if you didn't catch us live, you can go back into the archive and pull up last week's show. I don't want to repeat everything that I said last week, but, you know, just want to make sure that you take advantage of these tools, and again, make sure you go to irs.gov, irs.gov, because if you go to irs.gov, everything that you need from a basic understanding is there on that site. And by, you know, utilizing that site, you will know what forms to get. I went over certain forms and publications that you need to make yourself aware of in last week's show. And, you know, people, again, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. I mean, in reading, you know, in this day and age, as Robert Kiyosaki talks about, you know, we're living in the information age, people. And the information, it's out here. It's readily free and available. You know what I said? Key word in there, free. It's readily free and available, but you have to access it. You have to be the one that decides that you're going to go and get the free information. And it always, you know, it always amazes me how, you know, and this is not a put down on people who have to deal with social services as they deal with issues in life. But I remember when I lived in Baltimore, Maryland, and I had an associate who would travel all across town when they would announce they had a free box of cheese. Time, effort, and energy, the buses that they cost, the buses that they had to catch and everything else. I tried to share with them one day, and then dragging their child through the rain and snow and cold, that the time, effort, energy, and the money that they put out to get a free box of cheese, they could have bought a box of cheese. Too often, you know, we go after the wrong free things. Now in the information age, even if you don't have a computer at home, even if you don't have internet service at home, the public library cards are free. The library does not charge you to have a library card. You can go to the library and use their computers. And, you know, I do that sometimes myself. Not because I don't have internet service at home, not because I don't have a computer at home. Sometimes my computer goes on the blink. You know, and like right now, struggling to get the switchboard open as we do the show. But sometimes my computer goes on the blink. But, you know, thank God for the public library. They would go there, access my emails, at work, go online, do all of the things that I would do from home. Yeah, even though it's more convenient, and I like working out of the comforts of my home, but unfortunately, if something goes wrong and there's a glitch, I have another plan. I can get to the library, and I can do everything that I'd have did from home on the computer at the library, and that's, you know, that's so powerful to be able to do that and take advantage of the resources that exist. And so, again, I started off, you know, in terms of that premise about making sure you take advantage of the resource called IRS.gov. IRS.gov. Go there so you can get your information. Okay, I had a couple of things I want to go over before getting into some specific tax information. And again, you know, I always recommend books that we read. And this one is called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. You know, I bought this book a long time ago. And this book was first written in by Norman Vincent Peale in 1952, the year I was born. And the second copyright was in 56, and then he printed edition in 63. And he had another printing in 82, and then the 17th printing was made in 1987. And, you know, it's a very, very powerful book, you know, I mean, the power of positive thinking. And his whole premise in here, in this book, as he deals with, is a way, and for my Christian listening audience, is a way to, as he talks about, to come up with applied and practical Christianity. In terms of using positive thoughts and motivations and stuff, and especially taking positive things from the Bible and using them as a means to direct your life in a positive fashion. And it's so important to me because I too often I meet too many church-going people that are down and depressed, and yet it's almost like, you know, we're in two different worlds. I mean, you know, and they don't have, they haven't learned how to apply the principles that are supposed to be taught. I don't know what churches some of these people be going to, you know, but principles that are supposed to be taught that can help them achieve the things that they want to achieve in life. I mean, you know, one fundamental thing I remember when I first went to church and heard was that we're supposed to be able to live life and live life more, and those, you know, the quote, fill it in, more what? More abundantly. So why are we living life unabundantly? Because we're not practicing and using the principles that are designed to make us live life abundantly. And we settle for less. But this book called The Power of Positive Thinking, I just want to take a couple things out of here and go to our theme song, and then when after that I'll come back and I'll get into some specifics around today's show, which is over 100 ways to save on your taxes. And, you know, it's very, very important that, you know, that we take time and take some of these things that you probably have read before, probably have heard mentioned in church, probably have even heard your pastor talk about, but for some reason you haven't found a way to actualize them in your life. And we're going to take a few of those right now and deal with them. First one I want to deal with, if you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you, Matthew 17:20. See, so people, you know, one, having faith in yourself, and faith in God. And if you have faith, nothing shall be impossible unto you. So if you're building your home-based business, and again, this comes with this whole thing of taxes, you know, as I was sharing with you last week in last week's broadcast, you know, I know a person who just doesn't have faith and don't believe that they can save the kind of money they can save by taking advantage of the IRS tax code and get certain deductions. And because they have no faith, and because they, you know, fear all these different things, and again, fear is false evidence appearing real, they fear certain things, they got all this false evidence popping up in their life because of their own doubt of themselves, their doubt of their understanding. And again, you know, as one said, please do not lean upon my own understanding. I always like to say, don't, please not lean upon my own misunderstanding. Because their own misunderstanding, they're too blind to see that they could save $20,000 to $30,000 and worth of tax write-offs that could make a huge difference in their life. But they're mentally and ignorantly deaf, dumb, and blind. And no matter what I share with them, no matter how I get them to look at it, until they have more faith in themselves and more faith in God, then there's nothing I can do for them. There's nothing I can do to reach out to help them. They have to stay blinded until they have some faith. Another one I want to deal with here is called, according to your faith, be it unto you. See, it ties right back in what I just said. That's Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, be it unto you. See, because they don't have any faith and they don't have no belief, then, you know, hey, then they just get throwing away money, you know what I mean? And they get mad at me at times. So, you know, why don't you just get in your car every morning, roll your window down, take a $100 bill and throw it out the window? And they said, that would be crazy. I said, well, that's what you're doing by not taking advantage of these tax laws. I don't see it the same way. You always over-exaggerate. I said, no, I'm not over-exaggerating. Roll your window down, take a $100 bill out of your pocket and throw it out your window every morning, because that is what you are doing by not taking advantage of these tax laws. But again, according to your faith, be it unto you. No faith? Fine and good. You're throwing away $100 every day. And I say these things, people, understand this. I'm not saying this to be cruel or mean to anyone. See, because I don't believe in being cruel or mean to anybody. But, you know, life gives us circumstances and choices. And when we don't make the right choices, then we got to walk by the choices that we made. And we got to deal with the way those circumstances unfold in our life. And we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Nobody. See, and you can blame all the people you want. But this particular person, they can blame everything that they want. But the real fault of the matter is that they're the cause of their own problems. And again, you know, when people have self-doubt, they don't understand another piece that they should look at in terms of helping them believe in themselves. And one that me and my wife, you know, we have as an affirmation over all of the doors in our house, you know. And, you know, it scares some people when they come visit us, I mean, but that's on them. It says, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's Romans 8:31. If God is for you, then who can be against you? Only the devil. See, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Only the devil. Understand that, people, or only evil. However you want to, you know, operationalize that. You know, that if God is for you, then there's nothing for you to fear. See, I don't have those fears. I don't let that false evidence appear to be real in my life. I keep that junk away from me, you know, and make sure at night and in the morning, at night before you go to bed, say your prayers, be thankful. You didn't have to be here today. You didn't even have to be listening to this show right now in the flesh, you know. You could have been checked out. God could have been and called you home. So, you know, I mean, and I say that because, you know, I know that there's somebody out there in the flesh listening to this right now. God could have called you home, could have called me home. I don't want to be on this show this morning. Ain't nothing promised. As my grandmother used to say, you know, hey, ain't nothing promised to me. Ain't nothing promised that I have to be here this morning. Oh, God, wait a minute. You know, I know you're about to call me home, but I can't go today. You know, I got a radio show to do. When your time comes, your time comes. You know, say ain't nothing promised about you being able to listen to this show. So be thankful. Say them prayers at night. Be thankful. Do that. Be thankful. And be thankful for when you wake up in the morning. And, you know, feel this way. I'm in God's hands. You know, I am in God's hands. And that God will help me and guide me. And then this last one I want to share with you. From Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is within you. See, so people, understand that operationalize God in your life so that you can make the things that you want happen in your life, and they will happen. Trust me, believe me. You know, the universe, the Creator, will help you reach and get the desires of your heart. Okay, with that in mind, you know, and, you know, in terms of my opening this morning and sharing those thoughts with you, I want to go to our theme song, and then I'll come back and go into some specific tax pointers for you this morning. And thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for listening this morning. And remember, you know, this is serious business, people. You know, this is very, very serious business. We're blessed to be able to be here today. And, you know, I pray again that on Thursday that I'm able to be with you again and God will allow us to have time together. But there's no guarantee. Let's listen to the theme song. It's my time. Theme song called It's My Time. Yes, my time. Yes, folks, it is your time, your time. Take advantage of the information that you receive on this show and other positive shows that people are producing here on Blog Talk Radio that can help empower you. Take advantage of the information and make it your time. Okay, one of the tax tips I want to go over with you this morning, I probably will cover two because I got some other announcements I want to get out there. And, you know, we'll go into a little bit more tips on Thursday, because basically I'm taking this whole month of February to cover over 100 different ways to save on your taxes. Now, one of the ways that you can, again, in terms of home-based business, and again, this is from a home-based business perspective, and then specifically, since I'm involved in network marketing, from a network marketing perspective, whether you're involved in the company that I'm involved in, YTB or not, if you're involved in a network marketing company and you have products and you have services that you're marketing, one of the things that you want to be able to do is take advantage of what's called the entertainment tax write-off, the entertainment tax write-off. Let me explain today what that is. The entertainment tax write-off, okay, you have a client or potential client or someone that you want to introduce to your business, a prospect, whether it's for them getting actively involved in your business or introducing a service or a product to them. And let's say you take them out for lunch. And you take them out for lunch and you discuss your business with them and share that business with them, that whole meal is a write-off. Save the receipts, it's a write-off. Let's say because this particular client, in order to talk to them, you also, and you need their support, you need their spouse support, and their spouse attends with you. And the meal, the money you spend for their spouse to eat, and the money you spend for them to eat, tax write-off. Let's say because you really want to, try to tie it together real good, you bring your spouse along too. Then, all four parties' expenses is a write-off. It's a write-off. If it's $75 or less, you don't even need a receipt. You just need to document it. The IRS has a stipulation. Again, people, go to irs.gov. Pull up the publication. This publication right here, hold on 1 second. Let me give you the publication number. Pull up the publications because the information is out there. Again, I told you it's readily available and it's free. And all you got to do is pull it up. This is publication 463, Travel, Entertainment, Gift, and Car Expenses. Publication 463 by the IRS, Travel, Entertainment, Gift, and Car Expenses. Yes, if the expense is less than $75, you don't even need to document it with a receipt. Over $75, you need to provide a receipt. And the key what the IRS looks for is documentation, people. Documentation. Don't try to jive an expense. Document it. And so this is why, I tell people it's important to keep, a tax journal. You should have one in your car and then a major one in your house. So that way when you're out, it doesn't take but a few minutes to sit down when you get in your car and write. Before or after the activity, taking John and Mary Doe out to dinner. Purpose, to share with them. And I'm going to use an example. I'm in YTB, but I always like to use other examples because I like people to know that this applies to things that they're doing besides what I'm doing. And let's say your wife happens to be a Mary Kay representative. And so you're taking John and Mary Doe out to dinner because one of two things. One, you want to share the Mary Kay opportunity with John's wife, and you want John to be there so he can be a supportive partner. And bottom line, even if she's not interested in the opportunity, you want to make sure you share the product line with her because she's bought some products or has expressed some interest in getting some products from you. And so, you take them out to dinner to just, enhance the relationship. That is a tax write-off. And every time you go out to dinner, if you do it right, it's a tax write-off. Let's say it's just you and your husband out for dinner, and you don't have a client, and you want to write that meal off. Well, what you do, you ask to speak to the restaurant manager before you leave. You have a flyer, and you ask him, you give it to him and said, I would like for you to post this, to help me advertise my business. Whether he posts it or not, because you handed it to him, because you had a conversation with him, and because you are dealing with the intent of marketing your business, whether he posts it or not, you went there, you say you went there for the sole purpose of advertising your business. And that meal is a write-off. That is under the entertainment expense, people. This becomes a very valuable tool. especially if you eat out. Learn how to eat out and write it off your taxes. That's what I'm basically sharing with you. I mean, I'm saying for those that do this, gifts. Did you know when you give gifts, when you buy gifts, you know, you buy gifts for the holidays and give to people and stuff like that. When you buy gifts, enclose a business card with it. You know why? Because now that gift is a tax write-off. I don't even care if you give it to a family member. Enclose a business card with it, and now your gift is a tax write-off. See, this is what the rich and other people know and do. And again, you need to read Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump's book, Why We Want You to Be Rich. And, you know, Robert Kiyosaki points out very, very important and emphatic about it. Know the rules. He said, I'm not asking you to cheat or be dishonest. Just know the rules and how they apply to you. See, and that's, again, that's why I give out the publications. And all this information is free and readily available right there on the Internet. You go to irs.gov, pull up publication 463. Travel, entertainment, gift, and car expense, and you go through the publication, and it tell you how to apply these principles to you in relationship to your home-based business. And then even if you don't have a home-based business, you know, some of these rules you can take advantage of as it relates to your job. But this is important and valuable information, because unless, again, like I started off, unless you like that person that I was teasing, that you got $100 that you can just get in your car, roll the window down, and throw out the window every day, then you need to know how to take advantage of these things. And again, if you need help with your taxes, you can email me at jahitravelsite@yahoo.com. Or you can give me a call at 252-977-6834. 252-977-6834. And, you know, hey, you know, I'll provide whatever assistance I can provide to help you with your taxes and how to deal with your taxes and tax tips. So that's entertainment and gift expense. A very, very powerful expense that you can use in relationship to your taxes. Before I go to commercial break, you know, I want to cover another one. And this is a biggie, you know, because it's a biggie anyway. You know, it's a biggie for me. I use it. Your utility expense for your home. Remember, you're operating a business out of your home. And again, you know, I don't care whether you're involved in, and you know, because I try to be universally applicable to explaining home-based business opportunity, even though I have particular preference, you know, and that is, you know, you hear me say all the time, yes, I'm involved in what I think one of the greatest business opportunities that exists in North America and in the world today, and that is the YTB business opportunity. You know, I mean, I believe it's a tremendous and great opportunity. It might not be for you, but it's definitely for me and my family, and we're doing fantastic in it and just looking forward to exploding and going even further. But let's say, you know, you're involved in another opportunity, your utility expense at home. You need to write down the number of rooms you have in your house, not counting your bathrooms. And, you know, those number of rooms, if it's 6 rooms, if it's 7 rooms, if it's 5 rooms, if it's 4 rooms, let's say it's 4 rooms, you know, say a 4 room, so let's say you live in an apartment. You got 2 bedrooms, living room, and dining room. That's 4 rooms. So 1/4 for your utility bill each month, or 25% of your utility bill, is a write-off. So, for example, like, you know, well, my house is a little bit bigger than that. But, you know, example, you have a $400 utility bill because maybe you live somewhere where it's cold and you need to have heat and stuff on. Well, 25% of $400, that's $100. That's a $100 write-off for that month. Why? Because you operate your business out of your home. So utilities, you have to have them on to run your computer, if you use a computer in relationship to your business, or just to have the lights on to sit down and do business reports, write, go over stuff. You might have one of those businesses where you have to keep inventory, you know, where you buy products and you have them and you resell them. So then you got storage space in your house. So the room you store stuff in, and also, you know, space you use to do your business out of. And, you know, you might have, you know, clients that come over to your house at times. Like, you know, for me, you know, this evening we're having a travel party at our house. And so, you know, I'm preparing some jambalaya today. And I have the receipts for that, you know, all the stuff that I bought for the guests to be able to eat. And, you know, so I'm going to be writing that off. You know, the money I spent getting some cleaning utensils to clean the house for the day, even though I'm going to be using them for some other things too. But, spent some money buying some Mr. Clean. You know, that, even though it's lunch, might say, well, that, you know, that don't cost that much. You know, no, but I documented, I keep the receipts. It wasn't purposeful. I bought it because I'm having clients over for a travel party, and I need to clean the office. It's my home, but yet it's the office, and I need to clean the bathroom. And if I really want to get real technical, for the hour or the amount of time I spend cleaning the bathroom, I can pay myself a wage as the janitor and write that off, janitorial expenses for cleaning home office. Hey, people, I'm just telling you how to play the game. And, you know, you need to know how to play the game, and it's a legitimate and legal game. And if you play it, you can save yourself some money. Why not? Again, unless you like that person I was talking about, I was teasing earlier, unless you like riding down the road, roll your window down, throw a $100 bill out every day. So, you know, take advantage of these rules. So, again, going back to what I'm saying, utility expense. You figure out how many rooms you have. You don't have to figure, you know, how many rooms you have in your house. And you come up with what percentage that is of your overall house, and then that's the percentage of your utility bill. And that's the percentage of your utility bill that you will write off on your taxes. Okay, I'm going to go to commercial break, and I'll come right back, and we'll go with a few more things, and then we'll wrap up for the day and give you a prelude of Thursday's show. And commercial break I'm going to go to is about aisle 19. Hey, hey, hey. You're about to hear about a secret. It's called The Secret of Aisle 19. Helps you save money on all of your shopping. Listen to this secret. It will definitely empower you and save you some money during these recessionary times. Are you ready on your shopping that you...
It was here when Sally Winters made a chance encounter with someone that was holding a secret that was going to affect the rest of her life.
There I was, my cart loaded with all the things my family needed. I was simply going to check out and go home when this person came up to me. It was really kind of strange.
Hi, I noticed you were waiting to check out and I just had to come over here and talk to you.
But you do not want to check out here.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Really, look, I just have a secret for you. If you take your cart and you move it over to aisle number 19, they will give you cash back on all of your purchases. But if you stay right here, you will be paying full price, honey.
Oh, come on, I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
Well, I'll check this out.
I was amazed. She showed me her basket full of stuff and showed me the bills and a handful of cash. Well, that really started me thinking.
The decision Sally made next was going to be the biggest of her life. She followed this mysterious woman to aisle 19 and soon discovered the secret. There was nobody in line. She placed her items on the belt, and incredibly, the cashier handed her a pile of cash. As the cashier whispered the next secret, Sally grew very still. You see, she was uncovering one of the most important secrets of all. Sally was told that you had to be invited to use aisle 19, just as the mysterious woman had invited her. She discovered that hundreds of stores like Walmart, Home Depot, and many others, all have a checkout aisle 19. So no matter where she shopped, she had to make sure and check out. Secret aisle.
I started thinking, now that I know the secret of aisle 19, would I ever check out at another aisle again? I don't think so. That wouldn't make any sense.
You have just been given the secret of aisle 19. Just think of that. All of the money that you're currently spending on toilet paper, toothpaste, food, health subscriptions, and prescriptions. Just all of your consumer dollars that you're spending right now. You can start getting cash back by using aisle 19. But remember the other part of the secret. You have to be invited. Well, this is Baba Jahi, and I'm inviting you to check out aisle 19. Call us at 252-977-6834. You can put cash back in your pocket today, not tomorrow, today. JAHITRAVELSITE at yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to this. And now that you've learned the secret, do something with it. Okay, again, people, that's the secret of aisle 19. And you can check that out. And you can also go to www.aisle19.com, and it'll ask you for a passcode to put in, and that passcode is 766993. 766993. You put that six-digit number in there, and you can log in and get you a free aisle 19 account and start getting cash back on your spending from stores such as Walmart, Home Depot, Office Depot, Target. It's over 600 stores, so I'm not even going to try to begin to name even a four for them. But, you know, I hope you get the concept, you know, and, you know, save you some money. Okay, people, you know, we're winding down for the day. You know, I gave you two tax tips today. And we'll be giving out some more Thursday. The two tax tips I gave you today was how to save on home expenses as related to business expenses, which is such as your utility bill. You know, you want to add to that such things. If you have lawn and you take care, you know, you have lawn service, then, you know, a percentage of that you can write off also, because, remember, your home is your office. You know, and it's like with my home-based business. My home is my office. So when I do, you know, stuff to take care of the lawn, if I do any repairs in the home, I'm repairing the office, not just my home. And so my percentage of what I need to write off, I'm going to deduct that. And all of this is legal again, folks. You know, don't get scared about, well, you know, I ain't made no money. Intent. Remember I said you're in the first program. As long as you can prove that you intend to try to make a profit. The IRS can't say that you have to make a profit, but you intend and you show business intent. And then you can take care of all of those, you know, different expenses that you need to cover as far as running and operating your business, because it is a serious endeavor, and there's rules and regulations that will allow you to save money. So, you know, make sure you take advantage of those so that you can benefit from knowing how these rules and regulations work. Thursday we will be announcing, because we have our world-class travel party tonight, we will be announcing the winner of the Bahamas Sweepstakes. Remember, the first Tuesday of every month, we have a world-class travel party in YTB. We give away a first-class trip. This trip that we're giving away tonight that, you know, people had time to enter into up until today is a trip to Albacore Island in the Bahamas, a resort for millionaires, all expenses paid. And Thursday I'll be announcing what the new trip is that'll be given away on Tuesday, March the 3rd, and how you can enter into that sweepstakes. Again, there's no expenses, no cost to you. You can enter. And, again, that's why I say, you know, I just love this company I'm a part of. You know, we give away trips to people. And, you know, hey, listen to the show. Stay tuned in. You know, hey, plug in with what things that we're doing. You can win you a free trip. You know what I mean? Just by being connected to this network. So, I mean, I'm so happy to be in a position to be able to bless others. And so, you know, again, we thank you for listening today. I'm going to bring up my last commercial for this segment, because there's some people that might be interested in going to Mardi Gras, and if so, that, you know, get in touch with us. You know, this is my second home. And so listen to this commercial with the Neville Brothers. Hey, 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 do you want to go to the Mardi Gras? Well, if you do and you want to go to the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, we can get you some tickets and hook you up with a tremendous travel package. Hey, 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 listen to the Neville Brothers and talk about when you go to New Orleans, you got what? The Mardi Gras. Hey, 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 it's Baba Jahi with New Orleans.
You got to go to New Orleans. You got to go to the Mardi Gras. You got to go to New Orleans. You got to go to the Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, give us a call at 252-977-6834. That is 252-977-6834, and we can hook you up with a travel package of a lifetime. Hey, Baba Jahi, hooking you up with the New Orleans package. Take care. God bless you. Again, if you want to go to New Orleans, please give us a call, and we'll take care of that for you. And with that, that's going to conclude this edition of Home Based Business 101. We'll be back on the air, God willing, Thursday morning. And when we do, hey, check us out. And we hope that we can continue to be a blessing to you. And we're going to close out with this song, because we thank you for your love and we thank you for all of your appreciation.
Until next time, hey, thank you for your love. Tune in Thursday. Talk to you then. And may God continue to bless you. Peace and blessings. This is Baba Jahi signing out.